Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I am Jeff Gamet. I am your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin, and I am joined today with an amazing group of people. Being here with the three of you, that is reason enough for me to get up in the morning. And it's true. And actually, in fact, I've been up for, well, since we had to do some troubleshooting before we started the show, I've been up for 90 minutes now. And this is, if the first 90 minutes of my day are any indication of how it's going to go, this is going to be an awesome day, which I guess means that the three of you are now obligated to spend the rest of the day with me. I hope you cleared your schedules. And Chuck's like, crap, scribbling things off his calendar right now.
Hey, I'm in. It sounds like a lot more fun than most of what I have planned. Not everything, but most of what I have planned for the rest of the day.
Yeah, well, as long as I fit in there with it's better than most, then I'm clearly doing something right. And Chuck, how are you?
I am great, Jeff. I am great. Since we're recording this on Friday, I was up and at the ready this morning and got my new iPhone ordered.
What time was that for you?
For me, it was the start time was 8 a.m.
Okay, that's not too bad. Thinking, I'm like, what? I mean, Apple has weird order times.
It was 7 a.m. for me, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well,
and 6 a.m. for Jeff, right?
Yeah. All the West Coast people used to get upset. You know, my God, I have to stay up till midnight. It's like, well, I had to get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's what we used to do. Now,
right?
They flipped it around. It's like now they're the ones getting up crazy early. So, but we'll talk about this, but what I found interesting is for the first time in a long, long time, I could not get the app store to load on my phone. So I also was loading it on the website and was able to complete the order on the website first this time. Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
Yeah. It took on my iPad, I think it took like 20 minutes until the app store showed up, like 20 minutes after I'd ordered.
Same here.
Yeah. So I ordered through the website.
So the moral of the story is have a backup plan, have at least two devices set up, you know, like the old days when you had three or four Macs sitting around trying to punch them all in. So
good times.
I took a chance and stayed on the iPhone the whole time. So I got lucky.
Awesome. I'm all choked up because it's just the most beautiful thing I've heard all day. Wow. Okay.
You've been up for 90 minutes, Jeff. No,
I've been up for 90 minutes, and it's been a roller coaster of emotions, apparently. Yeah. And Dave, how are you?
I am doing great. As I said, yes, it was early morning, but I was probably about 3.5 hours. So I got a little few hours extra on you there. So, happy I was able to get my iPhone ordered. Everybody else was having problems, but it's done. And looking forward to chatting today.
Awesome. And Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, for me, it was not early in the morning. It was 2 p.m. in the afternoon. What was really funny was like three people in on three different continents ordering and just seeing how different experiences. As Doc is in Japan right now, and Jerry is in Hawaii, and I'm in Europe, and like I was the first one to get my order for some reason. It's like, and they couldn't even access the website. Like, I mean, I told them, I'm like, oh, the website is up. They couldn't access it, so it was really strange. But on the other hand, they're according to Apple, they're getting their orders earlier than me. So I don't know how this works, but that's how it works. I ordered the first second I could, and it says 27th of September to 3rd of October. So I don't know how that works, but I don't care. It's like another couple of days.
I got the 22nd.
And Chuck, you got the 22nd? And Chuck,
I got the 22nd. Yeah. Sorry.
I could have done this 22nd when I wanted like pick it up in store, but I was like, nah.
Store is too far for you.
No, it's not. It's like 10 minutes maybe.
Oh, I thought you were like, closer. Oh, that's right, you're closer.
No, I'm in Vienna now, so there's a store like not far. I was actually at the store yesterday, but no, I was like, it's not worth it. Like, I'll just wait. Who cares?
Yeah, I did the same. Apple Watch and iPhone are both coming next Friday.
And I did not get up early, and I did not place an order. And honestly, the only reason I did not do that is because I am not on one of the big three carriers, so I can't do the interest-free payment thing through my Apple Card.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I decided I'll just wait a little bit, and it's not going to negatively impact my ability to function if I don't have an iPhone 15 on September 22nd.
And exactly.
Yeah. And
well, yeah. We don't get financing at all. Like nothing. You just pay outright. That's it. So that's what I did. And we pay $120 extra. Like not including taxes for sure. So we pay more here for the same thing.
I think it was Gurman this morning, Jeff, that had put something on X that the things were slipping in China, and the dates were slipping, the delivery dates, but the actual store inventory looked pretty strong. So you may be able to walk in Monday and say, hey, this, depending on how picky you are about the color and the configuration, and pick one up right then.
I think that's very likely. And I have done that before, where I just walk in on launch day, and pick up whatever the thing is and leave, and then go have lunch or whatever.
Yeah, that never worked here. Like I tried that once in like a small store in Frankfurt. Actually, twice: a small store and one a bigger store in Frankfurt, and. Either time I was there like 3 hours before, and there was a line longer than anything. So forget that. Doesn't work.
That's
in Europe,
like the old days when we all had to line up and we would camp out and
yeah. And they didn't. They had maybe 5 votes. So I don't know how that works, but
yeah, poorly. That's how that works.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'll just order online. Who cares?
Yeah, there you go. And for those of you that aren't caught up on what we're talking about, Apple did their iPhone 15 reveal event earlier this week, and iPhone pre-orders started today as we're recording, and will be in stores and delivered on the 22nd. That's when that starts.
Next week, Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, as usual, that was not a surprise. Pre-orders start this Friday, and then next Friday they start delivering them.
Yeah.
And given what Apple is saying about not using air freight any longer or not as much anymore, I'm guessing that they're already in country and in like warehouse locations and everything.
I think that's a very safe bet.
It takes weeks. Like, it's not like by plane, you can do it in like a day. But if you're shipping something, it's like, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks probably.
Right. Yeah. Just because it gets to a country quickly doesn't mean it gets off the ship, out of the loading areas, and where it needs to go quickly.
Yeah. That's true. I remember all my furniture, when I was moving, I think it took like 4 weeks to ship it from like port to port, and then another like 6 weeks or something for like customs and everything. I mean, for sure, it wasn't priority. I think.
Right.
Probably took a while because of that.
Yep.
Should we talk about the keynote holder?
We should, but before we do that, I want to know which model each one of you ordered.
Oh.
So, Chuck, what did you order?
512 iPhone Pro Max, 512 gigabytes.
Cool.
Oh, black. Yeah, the black. I'm boring. You know, that's fine.
It's a really good color.
You should have. I mean, they should have done a pink one so it matches your shirt.
Well,
they should have.
Patricia, the only reason. I mean, I. I looked at some of the others just for the fun of it, and but I always default to black because if I'm going to watch video on my iPhone, which I frequently do, I like the black border. And so even if I put a case on, there's still those little edges that can sometimes stick out. And I just always found the white distracting. So I just, you know, I would have been fine literally with any color except white. But if I have a preference, I just go black. And then if I feel the need to differentiate my phone or something, I can put a different case on it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, Dave, how about you?
I bought the Apple Watch Series 9, just the GPS version with a midnight color, and that was ordered, and that's coming on the 22nd. And then this morning I got the iPhone 15 Pro Max 512 gigabyte, opted to go up a bit of space. I always get 256, and that's in blue.
Okay, cool. All right, Patrice, what did you order?
Well, I ordered a Pro Max again, 256, because I'm not even using the 256 currently. Like, I have 100 gigs free on my 256 from last year. So and it's like €250 more here to go up. So it's almost a quarter of what the phone costs. I'm like, that's not worth like going up for something I won't use. So, but I initially wanted to go with white because it's the only color that's not gray. But then I heard some people talk about it on other podcasts about like that had been at the event and had seen them in like real life, and they said that like then what is it called natural, whatever it was called. I don't remember that one was. Actually had like a little golden tint, which I'm liking, and that someone who knows about like metals and so on has said if there's ever a nick or a chip or anything on the phone, then if you have any color but the natural one, you will see it. And I was like, not that I'm planning on it, and I always have a case on it, but I was like, that's kind of the second reason to do it. So just in case something happens, then you don't have that. Because we know titanium is probably not as hard as other, like as the stainless steel that we had before. So,
That's interesting, Patrice. I had not heard that at all. I'm sorry I didn't, because that might have influenced my decision.
Yeah, I mean, might not matter at all. But also kind of, as I said, the gold was one thing for me. It was like, okay, it has a slight yellowish tint. So I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't want gray. So it's that.
I find it interesting.
The closest to color.
Yeah. I find it interesting. All three of you went with Pro Max.
Always too.
And like always. I said, I didn't order a phone or pre-order a phone. When I get my iPhone 15... it will be the 6.1 inch screen. So I'm actually still debating, do I go with the 15 Pro or the standard 15? And it's coming down to me for what I want from the cameras. And
Pro.
And well, see, I'm going through all of this right now, but I know me. And the decision ultimately will be the Pro because of how I use my cameras.
Right.
And my storage will be 256, just like it is on my 12 Pro. And, excuse me. And the color will be whatever is available. And in the chat, Windrider's pointing out that the 15 Pro has 20 times faster data transfer than the 15. That is absolutely true with the right cable.
If you need it.
And and that is actually not a factor for me.
Same. I don't remember the last time, and it's been many, 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 many years that I've plugged in my iPhone to transfer data.
Yeah.
Time ago. I only do it wirelessly always and ever, like always. So.
Yep. Yes. And ProMotion. It doesn't matter to me at all.
Yeah.
I I can see the difference in the refresh when I have two devices side by side and I scroll, but I have to be looking at them to see the difference, and it is it is minimal. So that wasn't a big factor. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
And that's for me the point in also size difference. When people say, oh, like bigger, smaller, whatever, I'm like, you usually get used to it within 15 minutes, and then you don't notice. Unless you have the two phones side by side, you will not know which one is bigger or smaller. You just get used to it. Unless it is ridiculously like big or small, and like you're doing something like, I don't know, you have women's pockets and you want to put a big phone in it or something like that. But usually you do not notice because you just get used to it. You just have the phone you have.
Right. Right. And yeah, and for me, going with the smaller size, even though if I play with both phones, the bigger screen size is nice. I do enough with my device one-handed that the bigger phone is just too big. I have a difficult time navigating my iPhone 12 Pro one-handed. There's no way I could use a Pro Max one-handed ever.
Yeah, and that's not a... See, this is one of the things that's not a... I have bigger hands, but I can't.
My hands are massive.
I still can't. But I don't care because I don't use it that way. I don't care like whether I'm going to use it that way.
And this is what makes it so great that we have all these choices, because we all have our own use case, which makes different models more appropriate for each of us. So I love that. Yep. Now, Patrice, back to you. You were our amazing host for Keynote Poker last week. And and for those of you that aren't up to speed on that, every time Apple does a keynote presentation event, we do Keynote Poker, and Patrice runs that beautifully, and we all make our predictions, and then we all bet on each other's predictions, and then Patrice the next week explains to everyone how horrible all my predictions were. So I'm going to hand it over to you and let you just run with it.
Okay. All right. By the way, we called it Keynote Bingo last week for some reason. Also, I saw the show title, so I don't know why, but it's Keynote Poker. A recap about the rules. So we had two rounds. Every round we had a prediction, or each one of us had a prediction, and then we bet from -5 points to +5 points on those predictions. So -5 meaning absolutely not going to happen, I don't agree with it, and +5 absolutely going to happen. Kind of that is the range. And we all bet, and then after the event, I actually had to watch it like 2 or 3 times and see what happened and what was correct and was not. And there are two predictions that we should finalize and discuss because I wasn't sure which way to go and I didn't want to make it my decision. The others were kind of obvious and easy and yeah, sure, like either happened or didn't happen. But there were two where it's kind of, let's say, challenging to say one way or the another. The first one was the one from Dave, who said that the price for the iPhone will not change from last year. And it's kind of correct and it's kind of not. Oh, I should mention these two predictions did not change the outcome. Like the winner is still the winner, no matter how we vote on these two, but the points for sure changed. For the iPhone pricing, for most iPhones, it's actually true. It did not change. The only one where there is you could argue there is a change or there is not a change, yeah, and that's exactly the sticking point, was that the Pro Max that we ordered, if you went for the base model last year and you go for the base model this year, there is a $100 difference because they're not selling the 128 anymore, which I think is a good thing. They're starting at 256. So you can see it one way or another. You can see, okay, 256 last year is 256 this year, same price. Or you can say, well, the base model this year and the base model last year are different prices. So I'm throwing it to you to make a decision on it. Like I know Dave will say yes.
Well, correct? No, I'm gonna debate it on as if it wasn't my answer. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking because there was no way we would have known that Apple was going to get rid of 128 gigabytes because that was the pretty standard thing that was going to be mm-hmm. on it. And then that's the only reason why the price went up because they're no longer selling it at 128. And I mean, you guys can debate it, but I think that's enough of a technicality. I'd let it go, but...
Exactly. And that's exactly my problem.
All right. So here's my take. If we interpret Dave's prediction as all of the available phones will remain at the same price,
there we go.
Then I didn't think of that. The answer is yes. That's what happened. If we look at it as the pricing from base model on up stays the same, then no, because the base model is not the same anymore on the 15 mm-hmm. Pro Max, and so the base model now costs more. So
for me it was very clearly, if I'm buying a base model phone, I'm paying $100 more for the Pro Max this year than I paid last year. Simple as that. Yes, it's the same I would have paid last year for the 256, but if I'm like, okay, base model is it for me, then I'm paying $100 more. I don't know, Chuck, what do you think about this?
Well, Jeff's phrasing is interesting because he said available phones. And so the phone is available. Just no discussion was made of configuration. So I kind of think because that, and because the group didn't discuss it, and the moderator didn't discuss it, no shot intended, Patrice.
We didn't think of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that you got a tip in David's favor.
All right. So
if he had been put on the spot, yeah, that's okay. If he had been put on the spot and had to make a decision, then he would have made the decision, and you know you would have gone with that. But as it was, I feel like this is kind of. This feels like, it feels like an insurance contract. If you didn't lay it out exactly, you decide in favor of the customer. In this case, David's in favor of the customer.
I like that.
I'm sorry. Only David and I would appreciate that, but that's kind of the way.
Patrice, what's the exact wording that we have in the document? Because I actually don't have it open right now.
Okay, I can also share it. It says, price for the iPhone will not change from last year.
Had Apple not dropped the base model, last year's base model configuration, that would be a very clear statement.
Yeah, that would be no discussion.
So we know for next time that we have to factor that in.
Be clear.
Right. Yeah, we do have to be clear. All right. See, and I'm still kind of torn.
See, now you see my dilemma.
I see your dilemma.
I was kind of torn on it because on one hand, I said it really doesn't matter as much because it does change the points, but it does not change the winner.
All right. So
for this one, I simply had to be hard on this one and say, like, well, I said base model is base model, and if I pay more for the base model, then it's not the same price.
So if we make a ruling based on gambling because it's keynote poker, mm-hmm. then Dave is wrong. If we make a ruling based on on insurance rules, then Dave is right.
Well, to be clear, Jeff, that's not just insurance. That's contractual.
Yeah, it's contract law, probably.
Yeah, so
any contract.
It's not. Mm-hmm. Because insurance can leave a negative taste in some people's mouths.
Yeah, it's just contract law.
Yeah, it's just contract law. So the panel had the opportunity to set out the terms, and if they weren't precise enough, then ties go. So I'm not.
We thought we were precise enough.
Well, yeah. Well, so do the insurance companies, but there's always that gray thing in there that you know. So. Just to be clear about that, we're not talking just insurance, but more contract law.
All right. So based on what I'm seeing, we have two people saying vote give Dave the points. Mm-hmm. One person saying no, and then me still waffling.
Pretty much.
So,
wait, hold before you say anything, Jeff. Get the chat room in. So
yeah,
you know,
we have some people in the chat room. West Let them vote on it. Yeah. We'll move on, and we'll come back to this one. So, chat room, it's up to you. Which way do you wanna have this go? So, second one was from me. Dynamic Island comes to the non-pro phones. I think we definitely all thought this was going to happen, and totally did happen. No doubts about that. There was Jeff. There will be different specs for the USB-C connection on different phone iPhone models. Hell yes, you're right. I thought that wasn't going to happen, and Dave thought so too. And also Magic Man
thought so. I was surprised.
I was really surprised, but it was even talked about in the keynote. So that was one
clearly
point.
I was
didn't
not
think
surprised.
They would talk about it. They did. So you're right, and it makes sense thinking about it now. But it also shows to you that USB-C is not USB-C.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Magic Man said there would be a periscope lens on the iPhone. That was the second one where we had a small discussion. I ultimately thought this was correct, even though we said when we discussed it, we said periscope by function, not by name. I don't think it was exactly what we envisioned, but I think Chuck, it was you who put an article in where they talked about it, and after seeing that, I was like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. So I think this is correct.
I'm with you on that. I think it makes sense.
The
intent of this prediction is in line with what Apple did on the iPhone Pro Max.
Yeah. Prolonging the path of the light. It wasn't like along the sides of the phone or whatever. They just had kind of like a prism that would kind of bounce it around a little bit. But it's still the same idea. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. So let's keep it. It honestly didn't make much of a difference because we all kind of thought it would happen. There was a 1 point difference for Jeff and me versus Dave and Martin.
I think
so. That was
the comment I put in our Slack was, you know, a lens by any other name, mm-hmm. just because it didn't look like a submarine lens, like a lot of us had envisioned, but it was a little bit different.
It's still, you know? It's still the same function. So I thought, like, after having the discussion on my channel, I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So I put in as correct, and if you agree, then we'll stick with that. So that was our first round, and that was actually a pretty good round. Second round, not so much. I can tell you that. Dave, you had said that the AirPods Pro USB-C case is available as a separate purchase.
I won't even bring up that technicality.
That wasn't even a technicality. Who was it? I think it was Ken, Megos Ken, who said it on the show. Like, maybe it was somewhere else. Like, oh, technically it is available as a separate purchase. You buy a new pair of AirPods Pro.
Well, you can also get it through Apple's repair program. So if you just go in and say I have AirPods Pro 2, mm-hmm. and I lost my case, I want the USB-C case, then it says it's $99. But that doesn't matter because Apple said nothing about a separate case during the keynote.
They didn't talk about the AirPods Pro, really. It was, as far as I remember, it was shown on screen that you can charge them now, and that was kind of implied that it would be USB-C, but they didn't talk about at all whether it was available separately or anything. So, which, by the way, also an interesting tidbit that they kind of reffed the AirPods Pro, the second gen. It's still second gen.
Right,
but it now has some extra features, and that's really confusing.
So it's AirPods Pro second gen.
Or 2.5.
2.5. I don't know. It's really strange.
It's irritating. It's actually irritating.
Yeah, anybody really strange what they did.
Like us who've bought these Lightning versions now. I mean, come on, it's been a year later. You're already because their track record of AirPods have been they don't replace them for years.
Yeah, exactly. I think for me, it's not even been a year. So,
but it is what it
so,
is.
So, I have to argue with you there, David, just a little bit, because this always happens whenever they have anything. Somebody bought the earlier version the day before. I mean, so you know, it is what it is. I don't know if this could possibly be fixed with a software update at some point. But, you know, because I'm in the same boat, I not just the day before, but I bought the Lightnings because my other Lightning, excuse me, I bought the AirPods Pro because my other ones had died. And so I needed them. I bought them when I needed them. It's not like they're going to not function, you know, today or, you know, just because Apple did this rev. Right. And so, you know, it's just a lot. It's the luck of the draw anytime you buy this stuff. We follow it as much as we can so we don't get bit, but once in a while we get bit.
Yep. Yeah. And of course, the warranty is about to expire here in about 5 days on these that I have already. So
so you were due to have to replace them anyhow.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait, that's not how it works? The warranty expires and now you're contractually obligated to just buy a new pair?
It expires 9/21, so I have 6 days.
So, David, go out on the boat this weekend. Lean over, let the AirPods fall over, grab them, and soak, and then take them and say, "Hey, these don't work anymore."
And then they'll give me the same ones. They aren't going to give me the new ones.
They're going to give you the same ones.
You know they're still doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that prediction was obviously incorrect. And other than Magic Man, we all kind of thought it would happen with different degrees of thinking it would happen. So Magic Man was the only one who won anything there. Next one, that one, also a tough one. So I predicted that MLS is mentioned or shown. So Major League Soccer. They did show two MLS teams and Lionel Messi in the Dynamic Island portion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't there was no MLS logo or anything. So I was like, oh, it's kind of obvious that it is MLS, but it didn't really show it. So I don't know which way to go on this one. It doesn't.
You said mentioned or shown. That's your wording. Therefore, you are correct. That's my take.
Either way, it didn't matter because it was all 5 points from us. So it's kind of a zero. Okay. But that was the only correct prediction in this entire round. Jeff said the release date for iOS, iPadOS, and WatchOS will be released on. Okay. This is also strange phrasing. Will be released on September 19th.
Oh, so close.
I was off by day.
They didn't even talk about it at all, so it wouldn't have mattered if it's 19th or 18th, and they released it on the 18th.
Yeah.
As we had kind of predicted. So, yeah, that didn't happen. And the last one was, there will be a photo or a mention by name of Steve Jobs, and they did not do that at all. There was no Steve Jobs anywhere. I paid attention to, like, pictures in the background and everything. That's why I had to watch it again. Nope, nothing like that. So that's the graded part. And then we had some ungraded predictions. So in that part, we either have, let's see, 4 out of 8 correct or 5 out of 8 correct. So best case, we're around 50%, which is better than we've been before.
You kind of rocked it on your ungraded predictions, Patrice.
I did. That was super. I wish I had picked them, but yeah. So, and the ungraded predictions, that was from Jeff. Tim is going to wear blue jeans, white shoes, or sneakers. He wore a
gray. It was gray pants.
And then black. Yeah. And then black tennis shoes, I think. Or whatever, Nike, something like that. So, that was unusual for Tim, to be honest. But yeah, Dave, Apple Watch will use 3D printing of metal. I don't think so. And they definitely did talk about it. So for all we know, they might, but didn't talk about it.
Nope.
I had a couple. Go ahead.
I said no.
To say something? Okay. I had a couple. New Apple Watch design? Nope. Same design. Didn't change at all. New iPhone design? Yes. Mm-hmm. For the Pro models. It's not that different, but it's slightly different.
You know, I would say for the Pro and the non-Pro models, we get new design. Because they changed the edges all the way around. On the non-Pro, they have a totally new way of doing the back.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah, and, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And I suppose if you want to get pedantic, switching from Lightning to USB-C is a design change.
Yeah, okay.
But still, so small. I'm okay saying the edges in the back, mm-hmm. that's enough to qualify as a design change.
Yeah, and I mean, on the Pro phones, the new action button, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it does definitely look different. Also, the material changes and so on. It does look different enough that you would be able to tell. Chuck looks like he wanted to say something.
Well, you just said it, Patrice. The action button, to me, I mean, if nothing else, if you wipe out all the others, that mm-hmm. one right there. And this is probably not the best way to measure it, but since it's been well established by the folks online that your iPhone 14 cases won't fit your 15s, mm-hmm. I think that says it all, that you have a design change.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true, because the new phones are a little bit narrower.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a change in the height, too. So I can't remember if it's shorter as well.
It's overall a little bit shorter, yes. The screen resolution hasn't changed, but the frame is a little bit smaller, and that's why it's a little bit smaller.
Yep. So,
So that one was surprising. New color not yet seen on the Pro line. I think all of the colors actually new-ish. I mean, they have completely different names. They're not going for Midnight, Starlight, and all kind of weird names that nobody can remember. It was mm-hmm. Titanium Black, Titanium White, Titanium Natural, Titanium... What's the fourth one? Gray? There's one more. Black, White,
It's a silvery gray...
Oh, blue.
Oh, blue, that's right. Blue.
Yeah, blue. So four completely new colors.
Well, I was going to say there hasn't been a titanium, has there, ever?
No.
No, not for the iPhone.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I mean, colors in air quotes, but.
Yeah.
Still. It's different. And I mean, that one was obvious. A new camera software feature, the new, what was it? Portrait night shift, night mode thing.
And on the Pro models, you can do what are they calling it? Spatial video?
Spatial video. Yes, you're right. That's also true. I didn't even think about
which
that
is,
one.
Which is coming later.
Yeah. But
which makes sense because it's for Vision Pro.
Exactly. I mean, we knew when they showed the video on Vision Pro that there must be a way to capture them right now. Like, it would kind of be not an Apple way to not do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Martin had also three. A new third screen size. Nope, same screen sizes as last year. Update on Vision Pro? I said no, because not really. They said, well, we're still, like, developers are on it, and we're still on track, and that was all.
Yeah, on track for a release in early 2024, and I don't think that's different from anything they've previously said.
Exactly. I didn't really think it was an update in any sense because there was no new information whatsoever. Like, they didn't show it again. They didn't, I mean, actually they did show it, but they had a photo, I think. But they didn't have anything on the features or anything. So mm-hmm. I thought, not really. And no folding iPhone. Sorry, Martin.
Yeah.
So... I have not heard anything from the Slack room. So how are we gonna do it for Dave's prediction?
You guys gotta decide.
I'm gonna okay. Here's my suggestion. We have two people voting in Dave's favor. We have one person voting against Dave, and then there's me who has not cast a vote. So if I don't cast a vote, that avoids any possibility of a of a tie. So I will abstain, and then Dave gets the point.
Okay, that's totally fine. I'm not really too hard on that. I said it does not make a difference. So, or it does not make a difference on who wins. So that brings us to Windrider saying we should do a cage match.
You know, okay, I now vote against Dave, so we have to have the cage match.
Jeff, I would vote for you for Congress in a minute.
Oh, my God. Oh, what did I do to hurt you?
So, with five correct predictions and three incorrect predictions, we have the following results. And for a first time, I think ever, maybe, I don't know, I don't remember, we have positive points only.
No.
There's no negative.
I'm certain this is a first.
Yeah. It was very close for our last place, because if we had kept it with the false prediction for the first one, then it would have been minus 3 points instead of it is plus 7. And that one goes to Dave. So Dave, 7 points, last place. It's very close to negative, but this one made a difference. In third place, this time, I think last year I won, but this year I was not very good. 14 points for me. So I had a really good
second
round.
How am I not at the bottom of the list?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. So we have two people on top. 17 points versus 20 points. So
holy
only a 3-point difference between Jeff and Magic Man. And for the first time ever, we have a winner from the chat room.
Magic that is Man. Awesome.
Right. Congratulations.
Way to go.
Right. Very good. He had a stellar second round. So he was at 2 points after the first round. He was kind of in second to last place after me. And then in the second round, he basically made 18. So not bad. And yeah. Jeff, you lost 2, by the way, in the second round. So,
you know, the fact that I have positive points at the end,
yeah,
that's a win enough for me.
And you, I should say one thing about you. Like, when you look at the numbers, the only negative points you bet in the entire game was on Magic Man's last prediction. Everything else you bet on positive points. You had a total of 31 points that you bet.
Wow.
Versus me, minus 2, for example. Also Dave, 31, I should mention. And Magic Man, minus 6. So it does not help. Like, you can bet as many positive or negative points, it does not matter, because it matters whether you're correct. So yeah, congratulations, Magic Man. Also congrats, Jeff, and for a really good second place, very close. And I think would say congrats to all of us, because we all ended up with positive points, so we all won.
That,
well done.
That is awesome. Yeah, you know what else is a winner? TSO hosts. It's true. TSO Host is a winner because they are so awesome, and they are here helping us out every single day. And when I say every single day, that's actually true, because they are giving us the hosting space we need. So there's a place for the website to live, and the website's there every single day. And they're giving us the server space we need so that all of the show recordings have a place to live, so you can watch or listen anytime you want. And then they're also giving us the streaming bandwidth we need so that we can live stream our shows to you every single week. That's why you can tune in and watch the Big Show and the Mac Show live and witness firsthand amazing historic moments like Magic Man winning our keynote poker. So that, yeah, so that's very cool. And congratulations, Magic Man. So how is it that TSO hosts can do all of this to support us? And seriously, it's a big thing, because the resources it takes to do all of this, It's beyond what we would be able to manage without them here supporting us. Well, the reason they can do that is because they are a hosting company, and they offer really good, really solid service for hosting websites, clearly for streaming, and they'll help you buy domain names and make it super easy. So they're just leveraging what they do so well to help us do what we do. And we get to be here for you. And they're doing something really cool to help support the community. So we really, really appreciate what DSO Host is doing. Now, I can sit here on every single show and say, we really appreciate what DSO Host is doing. And it's absolutely true. But unless someone from DSO Host is listening every single show to hear me say that, they may not know how much we appreciate them. So I need everyone to help me out here. Go out on social media and thank TSO Host for being here and supporting the British Tech Network so that they really do know how much we appreciate them. And it's just a nice thing to do. It's good karma. So please go do that. Now, you can also, if you are so inclined, and you have ideas for domain names that you want to purchase or websites you want to set up, you can use TSO Host for that. I mean, why not? We are showing every single day how solid and reliable they are. So why not take advantage of that yourself? Go get that domain name and add it to your cart. And then find the hosting package that's right for you. Add it to your cart. And then add the discount code BTN20. And you're going to get 20% off your order. So they are doing so much to support us, and it's wonderfully generous. And then on top of that, because you are part of the BTN family, they're giving you a special something too with that 20% discount. So thank you, TSO Host, for being here and supporting us. Please give them some online love. And speaking of support, Patrice, can you please tell people where to find the chat?
Of course. You can find our awesome live chat that is really, really cool today. We have a bunch of interesting people, plus us, in there every week. And if you want to join that, we record live, or record this show live every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time. Well, that's the Mac show. If you're interested in the non-Apple side of tech news, like space and games and cars and chip making and like all of the other kind of interesting things, we also have the Big Show, 7 p.m. UK time every Thursday. And then you head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com for our chat room. That's how easy it is. Like, not complicated, just head over there and you're in and you can talk to us live. And that's really, really interesting. We post like the links to stories, we post cool things, all of the above. But let's say you're listening to this on our website in the recorded form or in your favorite podcast player of choice, you can still get to the chat transcript. You can still see what was talked about. You can still click on the links, like everything. And all you have to do for that is you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and then there's a little calendar that pops up where you have to put in the recording date, and you put in today's date as we're recording it, which is the 15th of September, 2023, September 15th, 2023. And if you put that in the calendar, you will see everything that was talked about.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that, Patrice. And
you rock.
You do. You rock. Yeah. Hey. So since we're back to our kind of normal routine for shows, we need to have some time to talk about some cool things. So
we
should do that. And we can talk more about Apple's announcements next week if there's more that we want to talk about.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is, if it's a slow Apple News week, we will have more discussions about what was announced during the keynote.
Especially since devices will start showing up and all of that. So there will be more to talk about.
Right. So the 22nd is the release day for the phone, and it's when we record. So it's very possible that by the time we record, Patrice, you will have the new phone in hand.
If, I mean, if it comes earlier than Apple predicted, because currently they're saying it's between the 27th and the 3rd of
October. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. But Apple is really good about applying the Scotty principle, which is under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's possible that you can have your phone. Now, Chuck, Dave, since your orders are in, there is a possibility if you get a morning delivery. Yeah, but it's still a possibility. You never know.
Yeah,
I could have both in my hand too.
Yeah, I think it happened once where I got mine maybe during the show. But
yeah, because you kept watching your doorbell.
Yeah. Security camera, and the FedEx guy walks up. I run out and tackle him.
That probably happens a lot on iPhone release day.
If you talk to the delivery people, it is interesting because they know it. Yeah, I mean, they got all these little boxes.
Oh, I've been delivering all these.
Of course they know.
They know exactly what it is.
Of course they know. Yeah. One of the UPS guys once told me, like in Germany, he was like, it's really interesting. Whenever we have delivery day for like Apple devices, everybody is at home. Like there's no missed deliveries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's right.
It's really funny. Like
it is funny.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still true. That was like years ago.
It wouldn't surprise me if it's still true. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's do cool things.
Yes, let's do. Who has the first cool thing? And that would be, holy crap, links just showing up so freaking fast. Patrice, you are first.
Yeah, I'm first. Okay. So this is a really cool app. It's called TV Forecast. It's available on iOS, iPhone, iPad app. It's not available on the Mac. It's one of those TV apps where you can see what's coming and what shows, and you can track what you've watched and so on. But I found it really, I mean, there's a couple of them, but this one, for some reason, works for me. Because it's really, like, it's really easy to use, and it has really useful push notifications. So I get the push notification, hey, Ahsoka is coming up in 15 minutes. Or like Lower Decks is coming up in 15 minutes or tomorrow or whatever. Like they have the push notifications are really good. The interface is really good. It is simple, but it does the job. And they have, as far as I remember, there's a subscription, which was like, I don't remember, a couple bucks a year, maybe. So it, just to support them, I did that. I do not remember where I found this or why I found it. It was on Mastodon somewhere. It's just a really good app. Like, it's all you can say. It has a widget. So if you want widgets for your TV shows, you can use that. It's just really, really well designed. It works really well. Keeps track of things. That's all you can say about it.
This is really cool. All right.
It is, as far as I know, free within some limits. I think as far as I remember, there was a subscription. Maybe I'm wrong about it. I just see. No, there's no. Oh no, there is. TV Forecast Premium Lifetime, $30, $10 a year. So yeah, and I think it, like, if you add more than X shows or something, I think you have to pay for it. It's free if you just have a couple.
I'm using Couch Times, which is a great app, and I think it was one of my picks at some point. But it doesn't give me the notifications like TV Forecast does. So I guess I better check this out.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Cool. All right. Well, great. That's another thing for me to add to my list. Okay. So then Dave, your cool thing.
Well, I did a package cool thing here, just so I'm preparing for the iPhone 15 Pro Max. The first one is I bought a Sataki USB 4. I just got it USB 4 Pro cable. It's got it's the 40 gigabit speed 240 watt cable, so it's designed to work with the high speeds in lieu of the cable that's going to come with it. So I'm excited about that. And then I did give in and get the other one, is the USB-C to Lightning adapter that Apple just introduced. I ordered that. That actually is arriving today. So I'll be armed with both of those always in my backpack whenever I need them. So they're both nice. Good things to have. I got a little bit of business discount on the Apple one, so I didn't pay as much. But this cable here is only at $24.
So this is basically when you have a new USB-C iPhone, but you still want to connect some Lightning device, right?
Okay. Yeah, if needed. Okay. Yeah, and, you know, in a pinch, I might need to charge it and don't have it if I'm not somewhere, as well as being able to hook up other devices if I have to. I'll be curious to see if I can use the USB-C to Lightning cable with the AirPods to see if it would charge.
Be interesting to see that works. That'd be interesting.
We'll find out.
No, that's the wrong direction, though.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yep.
Yeah, true.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool. Dave, I don't think you're the only person that's going with the logic of I better get this cable now, because on Amazon's site, it already says only 12 left in stock.
Yep.
Turns out people are buying new iPhones, huh?
Go grab it.
Yep, go grab it. Cool.
There's no interest in new iPhones.
Right.
Nobody buys them. That's
a pretty good price for that cable. And
yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's a nice length too.
Yeah, 1 meter. And, you know, Satake makes great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do.
By the way, there's also a not super expensive. I was surprised how inexpensive it is. New USB-C cable from Apple, 240 watts for, I think, 2 meters is $30. Braided.
Where's that?
Just saying that. It's on the Apple site. Actually, it was one of the suggested items when I clicked on your link. USB 1 meter, $20. 2 meters, $30.
Oh, there it is.
240 watts USB-C charging cable.
Oh, I was thinking because the Thunderbolt cable is the more expensive one. That's $69.
Yeah, no, it's not Thunderbolt. It's just charging. So if you just care about charging, also an option.
So this is obviously the standard cable now. Oh, that 2 meters, that's not bad. Spend more money on me.
Yours, good. I mean, yours does USB, so that's a difference.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Crazy.
It's your turn, Chuck.
Yes, so I'm going to give you your new favorite TV show. Because this did not get anywhere near the publicity it should. It is outstanding. It's called The Rabbit Hole.
I remember seeing this on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, and if you have not seen this, trust me, if you like things that just are a little bit off, that have a very tech feel, this just has it all as far as I'm concerned. This is one of the best things I've seen in I don't know how long. I sat down and I was absolutely hooked. After the first, in fact, they didn't even have to finish the first episode and I was hooked. So I strongly encourage you to move this up your watch list, because this is just an outstanding series. It has Kiefer Sutherland, who I think is a great, great actor. But just the writing on this, I'm afraid I'm going to spoil just a little bit of it. So I'd rather just tell you, trust me, go. Look, if you hate it after the first episode, then you've only wasted 50-something minutes. But I don't think that you're going to. I think you're going to be sucked in like I was.
Yeah. All right. I'm not sure I would call Kiefer Sutherland a great actor. He's okay.
He's a solid working actor.
Yeah, he's a solid working actor, and the shows he does are really good. I still like 24. I rewatch 24 every now and then. I also Designated Survivor is also really good.
Yes,
so, thank you. I'm going to watch this.
Yes, you will. I'll be anxious to hear what you think, Patrice. But yeah, I don't think I do not think you will be disappointed.
That's awesome.
Don't think so.
Okay. It's now on my list. Well, it will be after the show when I put it in Couch Times, but then possibly also into TV Forecast. Because, of course, I will double up what I'm doing to test out TV Forecast.
Yeah. I should say one thing about this, too. It has not been renewed for a second season yet because of all the craziness. It's not one of those that you're going to feel like you were left completely hanging if they don't renew it. So you can watch it and feel good about the fact that you're going to get to the end of the story. There's room for them to take it to a second season just fine, but you will not feel dissatisfied.
Okay. So like what the Jack Ryan's seasons were like. So each one you get a whole thing, but it leaves it open for another thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Exactly. And this
one, my list.
In my opinion, this blows the Jack Ryan stuff away.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to check it out.
That's good.
Added to my list.
All right. Well, apparently, except for Dave, this is all about entertainment for cool things today. Although we could tie it in, Dave, because you bought or your cool thing is for a device that we can use for entertainment. There we go. Now it became the whole entertainment cool thing show. All right. So here's mine. If you're a fan of Star Trek Prodigy, you probably are aware that that it was canceled after season two was completed. So it was done, but it's not going to air anywhere, at least not in the foreseeable future. So producers did was it's so stupid what they're doing. It's ridiculous that they did this. But what the producers of the series did was they packaged it all up. So you can buy season one and season two on Blu-ray or DVD. And it's available for pre-order now and starts delivering on September 26th. So you can get all of season one, all of season two, plus extras for... On Blu-ray, it's $21.98 for both seasons, and on DVD, it's $14.99.
Because it just says season one and then episodes 11 through 20.
It's supposed to be both. That's right. Season one and episodes 11 through 20, because there's no season two.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
The only way you're going to be able to watch this is if you get the Blu-ray.
Right. So, I have ordered my copy so that I can watch the second season episodes. And there you go. So, if
crazy.
So, yeah, so if you want to see the season 2, this is the best way to do it. No, this is the most ethical way to do it, because once people get the DVDs in hand, there will be a plethora of ways to access the shows online.
Well, hint, hint.
Right.
And I can offer one other thing. They had some of the folks who created Star Trek Prodigy at the convention in Vegas over the summer, and they showed a little trailer of it. And again, I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, you will not be unhappy with it. Just even that short little trailer made me say, what was Paramount thinking?
The trailer that they showed at the convention was later released online, like officially released online.
Oh, well, I missed that. Okay, good.
And
I mean, with all the junk that is out there on streaming, and especially right now with the strikes going on and a lot of content, a lot of new content not coming in the foreseeable future, why somebody hasn't scooped this up is beyond me. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it. By the way, I had to double check. 11 to 20 is still part of season one, and that was the official release season, because they did that weird thing where they split it in half and had a second season one.
Okay.
Like a year later.
So it's a 20 episode season one, and yes. and what was aired was episodes 1 through 10. What was dropped were episodes 11 through 20.
They released all 20. We've seen all 20. Because that was to release December 2022.
Are you sure? Because released
December 29th, 2022.
Yeah, so that would have been the first
end of season one. 20th right. episodes.
And
what they're releasing now is what was supposed to be released this year. Well, what they're not releasing.
Yes.
But they would have released in September, I think, this year. So.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So you get all the episodes, including those that have not aired.
I hope so. I don't know.
That's how this was pitched when the set was announced. Was that mm-hmm. you're getting okay. everything. And that this is the only way you get everything.
Interesting. Because it is that 11 to 20 were definitely released already.
Interesting. All right. Well, I can't wait to see what really shows up.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, there you go. Prodigy, DVD and Blu-ray. Okay. So with that, it's now time to wrap up. So thank you, all of you, for giving me such an amazingly fun Friday morning. You are all awesome. Chuck, where can people find you?
MacVoices.com is where you can find everything. Right after this, we'll be releasing the third part of our Mac Voices live discussion about Wanderlust. And then we've got stuff queued up already for next week, so it's going to be great. If you want to join the live show, though, as we recorded those, you can do that Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are. youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. You can be part of the show by being in the chat and throwing in your comments, questions, and just general thoughts on our thoughts. And on all the socials, you can find me as at Chuck Joyner, and on the major ones, you can find me as at MacVoices as well.
Thank you, Jeff. Awesome. And Dave, where can people find you?
You find me at InTouchBiOS and InTouchBiOS.com. You find me at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/InTouchBiOS. I'm on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday night, as Chuck mentioned, as well as here on Fridays. And you can find me on Mastodon at DaveG65. Thank you.
Awesome. And Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me here on the Mac Show every week, also on the Big Show on Thursdays, by the way. You can find everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, everything, literally everything, on my website, thepatrice.com. I was also on Mac Voices Live this week, which I think Chuck has already posted, I saw. So thank you, Chuck. That was quick. Then you can head over to my podcast, Foodie Flashback, at foodieflashback.com if you want to know more about people's stories about food and just everything that goes with that.
Awesome. All right. And, so I guess that means it's my turn. All right. So on the social medias, Jay Gamut everywhere, but I'm posting on Mastodon and Instagram. And then for shows, Chuck keeps letting me on Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. Thank you for that. Dave keeps letting me on In Touch with iOS on Thursdays. Thank you for that. Then here on the British Tech Network, on the Big Show on Thursdays, here on the Mac Show on Fridays, Brian Chaffin and I do Context Machine, and our post keynote episode is already out, so you can check that out. This week, Dave Hamilton had me on Mac Geek Gab to talk about the keynote. So you can find me there as well. And am I missing anything? Are there any other shows that I did this week? It's been a very busy week, so I'm hoping I'm not forgetting anything.
That was awesome too.
Thanks. Yeah, I've had fun talking about the Apple event all week long. Okay, so with that, let's see. Everyone, thank you. Thank you for being here and participating in the show. All of you that watch or listen later, thank you for being part of this as well. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for all of the shows. TSO hosts, thank you for being here and supporting us. And hey, if you're not already watching the Daily News Show, go check that out and then start supporting that too, because it's a great resource and it's an awesome little show. And man, I feel like I'm forgetting things today. Based on Dave's reaction, no, I'm actually getting it all. You know what the problem is? This is our first first post Summer of Fun episode, and my brain is like, I have no idea what this show is anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. So with that, hey, everyone, be sure and join us next Thursday for the big show. Join us again next Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.